The Mark of the Pasha by Michael Pierce. Narrated by Bill Wallace.
Chapter 1.
You can have a car, said Willoughby generously.
Really?
Yes. And you can keep it afterwards for a week or two, for your personal use.
Gosh! Well, why not? The ministers have each got one now. Garvin's got one. Why shouldn't the Mamor Zapt have one?
Why not, indeed? You should do justice to yourself, Owen, said the High Commissioner, kindly.
Yes, he should. He was head of the Khedive's secret police, damn it.
All the same, a car.
There were, now that the war had ended, a few in Cairo, but not many. I've never had a car before, he confided.
Well, now's your chance. You can have one of your own, and ride at the front of the procession.
Golden visions swam before Owen's eyes. But then, at the very edge of the vision, a dark spot, rather like one of those spots that sometimes runs across in front of your eyes when you've got the lids closed. But, hey, if I'm at the front, they'll shoot me first.
There is that, of course, agreed the High Commissioner.
There was to be a procession the following Thursday, and they had just been finalising the details. Owen had been against it from the first. For the past 3 weeks, Cairo had been under a state of emergency, and this, in Owen's view, was no time for processions. But the Khedive had been determined. Ever since the rejection of the two delegations, too, because Egypt had been unable to agree on a united approach, the Khedive had been looking for ways to put his nose back into joint. One of the delegations, led by the Prime Minister, had been his, the other...